Matthew Barnaby joins us now, assistant coach, Kitchener Rangers, longtime National Hockey League player. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How we doing?
Doing fantastic. You excited? Predators, Penguins, Stanley Cup final?
I am. It was an awesome series. I think if I look at the Pittsburgh-Ottawa one, being from Ottawa and then playing for the Pens, it was a real tough one to be in the middle of and watch just for both those fan bases. But to watch this now and really get ready for Nashville, who's been just a fun place. I was at Nashville while there was a game going on, an absolutely incredible atmosphere. So that to have these two teams play against each other, it's going to be exciting hockey. I don't think we have to worry about 1-0, 2-1. I think it's going to be pretty electric for all us fans out there.
But they never have forgiven you in Ottawa, Matthew, for being part of the 97. I mean, your run was in 98, but I mean, you to extinguish the Sens playoff dreams 20 years ago. I mean, come on.
I guess I am part of the game sevens that they've struggled to, so with Derek Plant. But yeah, we had some great battles. And again, being from Ottawa at that time, it was so exciting to be a young player from here to go against them in the playoffs and then go to a game seven. Certainly probably hated a little bit, but hopefully I've made up for it for my good service along the way in the years.
All right, so what now? You have a team that's they won the Stanley Cup last year, right? Sydney's won two cups. What and there's what? One player on Nashville that's played in a Stanley Cup final. So what advantage going into a Stanley Cup final does a team with experience have?
You know what? It's just being there before, there's still going to be nerves. I mean, I don't care if you're Sidney Crosby, if you're Wayne Gretzky back in the day, you still have nerves when you go to Stanley Cup because it's what you play for. It's all you dream of. And I think the more times you're there, obviously, the less nerves or just the familiarity about media day, being in games where it's a one-goal game late. But there's still nerves for everyone. But the experience of being there before, I certainly think that does play into Pittsburgh's hands. If you look at Nashville, they're a fast team. They're great defensively. They have four of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. They're very, very deep on the back end. They have Pekka Rinne, who could be the best goaltender so far in the playoffs and what he's done and given them a chance to win. Pittsburgh's down the middle is something that they're going to have a tough time to match, especially with Johansson being out. Fisher, we think that he's going to play. He has been hurt, but that's where, the matchup in this whole series, if it plays in Pittsburgh's favor, you look down the middle at Crosby, Malkin. They haven't faced a team with that kind of dynamic power down the middle, and I don't think any team ever faces a team with two of those centers coming at you shift after shift.
Matthew Barnaby's joining us, Brady and Price, 8:38, game one tonight, 8 o'clock CBC. It's in Pittsburgh, Preds and Pens. Tell me about the Nashville market. I feel like we might be, because as a player you've traveled, as a broadcaster you've traveled, are we getting caught up in the moment here a little bit with people raving about what a hockey market it is? And I'd ask that, I think it's, because I think it did establish itself as a good hockey market. But as you know, I mean, you played in Tampa, and then a couple of years later, they're in the Stanley Cup final. It's like, of course they're going nuts. It's the Stanley Cup final. You got to Denver, and it wasn't quite the market it was, right, after Patrick Waugh retired, that it was in the 90s when we were raving about it. So where do you see it as when you first were playing road games there? You were probably like, geez, we don't know if this is going to last. No one did.
Well, I remember when they used to cheer for offsides and icings, and it was pretty funny sitting on the bench and seeing the crowd go wild when there was an icing. Like,
they thought they got a point for icing. Yeah, they thought it was like a touchback. Yeah.
Did I miss something here? So, you know what? Do I think it's an amazing thing they have going on? Absolutely. Like I said, I was in Nashville for 4 days last week, and it was absolutely incredible. And there was a sea of yellow in the bars, in the restaurants, outside watching the game, and everyone was talking about the Nashville Predators. Is it because they are going so far and this has been a Cinderella run that maybe that they didn't expect and they trounced the Chicago Blackhawks and then ran from there? Absolutely. This is one time where it's just generated so much excitement for the whole fan base. And let's just face it, the Tennessee Titans have not been a stellar football team the last 20 years. So this is a great market. It's a fun market. it's not quite, we have to taper, I think, our expectations going forward, unless this is a perennial super house team that we have being built here. But credit David Poile, credit the whole organization, and credit everyone within Nashville for jumping on board and making it a special time for Nashville.
Longtime NHLer Matthew Barnamy, assistant coach with the Kitchener Rangers, with us. So you would know about Jeremy Bracco, starred last night. What can you tell us about him? What's his upside? How good can he be as a National Hockey Leaguer?
You know what? We had to make that decision to trade Jeremy and give him the opportunity to have a chance to help a team win. And there was a lot of teams that were looking for his services. Trust me, best passer in the CHL in junior hockey, bar none, no one even close. And when he opens up the 10-2, his skill level is off the charts. And he's a rink rat. He loves to be at the rink hours a day, talking hockey, thinking hockey. He can be an NHLer. You know, like all junior guys, he has to work on some facets of his game, and certainly under Mike Babcock, you know, the defensive side of the game, the compete level on the defensive side, but pure skill, the way he passes the puck, he has the skill to be a National Hockey League player. And we saw last night the way that he moved pucks around, even early on when he didn't have points and when it was scoreless, he could add three or four more points earlier in that game. And setting up the winning goal is really typical Jeremy Bracco. Provide your own time and space by opening up. Guys are really afraid to go at him because he can make you look silly by going around you. You give him enough time and space, he's going to find the open man like he did. So he's got the skill to be an NHLer. Time will tell, but they have a great prospect in Jeremy.
And you know it's tricky with Toronto, and you know from being in rooms as a younger player and as a veteran player, you have to have the right mix. So it's great that he's 20 and he could go to Toronto and they'd support him and they'd fortify him. But is it maybe one or two young kids too many? And there still has to be that veteran. He can't step in and take James Van Riemsdyk's minutes because then you lose a veteran who's been there, done that guy. And they can't also move somebody out until they see him play at the NHL level and know that it all clicks.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you can't have a team full of young guys. You can have a mix like they did this year, but at some point you need the veterans. Again, it's like experience in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You need experience of guys to hold the room accountable as well, and when things aren't going well, and just to be in that situation of being on the road. And then you can't have all the same player, right? You can't have Mitch Marner, Jeremy Bracco, guys that play a certain style until he is ready. And then you take some size of the lineup. If we use James Van Riemsdyk as one of the players that might have to leave, you lose some size of the lineup. So it's a great time for him to go to the Marlies, I'm sure, to work on his game. And it's a big jump from junior hockey. There's a lot of guys that have scored in junior hockey that haven't made that transition to the NHL. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying a lot of guys need that time in the AHL. And for me, the best experience I ever had to becoming a pro after starting in Buffalo was going down to the American League. And again, I was no superstar. I was not Jeremy Bracco's talent or Mitch Marner's, but to learn how to play the pro game at the American League level was so beneficial to me, to be learning how to bring it every single game and not take a night off.
He played 834 games in the National Hockey League, 62 in the playoffs. He's Matthew Barnamy, and we thank you so much for joining us.
Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the final round. I'm sure I'll talk to you.